Ramadan begins tomorrow night. It's the month-long observance by Muslims around the globe, marked with fasting and prayers. In a normal year, it's a time for gathering together to break the daily fast. This year, though, Islamic communities are adapting to the reality of marking the holy month during a pandemic. Noor Hadi is an imam at the Baitul Futuh Mosque in South London.
For us Muslims in the UK, as you of course know, we're going through a lockdown across the country. So of course, Muslims won't be able to congregate at the mosques when Ramadan begins. So I think what's different this year is the fact that what we would usually do in a mosque, we're bringing them all online. Mm. We're going to be going live, delivering them lectures. What's different this year as well, because Ramadan normally brings such a togetherness feeling, people usually break their fast together and they usually open their fast together as well. So before sunrise and after sunset. So they're going to miss that feeling of breaking and eating together, right?
Mm. And just practically for people to break the fast together, are you going to be encouraging families to like put a laptop in the kitchen?
Yeah, exactly. So we've set up a virtual breaking of a fast together. And before actually breaking the fast, we normally have a custom in the mosque where there's short talks and there's inspiring lectures and prayers together. Those short talks will be online. You know, then we'll virtually eating together and breaking a fast together.
So it feels like you've got online workarounds to help people who would normally be isolated. What do you do for people, for families who don't have computers or Wi-Fi?
Without having computer or Wi-Fi, we've actually set up a helpline with a national charity in the UK known as Humanity First. With that helpline, even if you don't have internet, just contact us through your local telephone. And we have youth members actively waiting for those calls from 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. in the evening. And we try to dispatch someone on that very day to go to those families and actually help them running errands like getting groceries or prescriptions, medication. Just through the helpline service, we've helped around 5,004 UK households.
Noor Hadi, it occurs to me that congregating as Muslims in the UK isn't just an expression of faith, whether it's Ramadan or Friday prayer. It's also an expression of solidarity in the face of continuing microaggressions and outright animosity. What does the Muslim community lose by not having the month-long moment of community and solidarity of Ramadan?
There's this whole, I think, idea that, fine, Ramadan does bring a lot of togetherness and this sense of congregation and community aspect to it. But it's easily forgotten that Ramadan, there's another aspect to Ramadan, and that's the whole purpose of being able to self-reflect and improve yourself. As Muslims, we try to stay optimistic and positive when it comes to this. And this month is giving us a time, just like the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, spent in isolation during Ramadan. And it's giving us like a month of days just to actually self-reflect, try to improve your morals, try to increase or enhance your worship as an individual.
This year is peculiar in so many ways. What does Ramadan mean to you this year?
For me, I see that this Ramadan, not only do I get a lot of time to actually self-reflect and try to improve myself as a human being, but because as a Muslim, a huge part of your faith is that you also help one another. We believe that one of the rights that Islam or your religion has upon you is that you take care of humanity and you try to serve God's creation. So now that we see that our neighbors are in need, it gives us extra zeal this Ramadan, because we know that doing this and helping others is actually increasing our spirituality and helping us get closer to God as well.
Noor Hadi is an imam at the Baitul Futuh Mosque in South London. Very good to speak with you. Thank you very much for being with us, and Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you. Hope you guys have a lovely month ahead and stay safe and take care.